belongs live.
I'm so bold, I'm courageous. They ask me where I get my strength, how I'm so brave. It's cause I'm so bold, I'm courageous. I get my strength from my God. That's why my faith is all up in these pages. I read my Bible, yes, it's on it daily. I read my Bible. Anytime I feel weak, I read my Bible. Every time I need strength, I read my Bible. Used to have faith in myself, but now put my faith in God. Ain't even worried about breaking even, though I'm just trying to beat the odds. I'm just trying to be the guy to make it out this side. Trying to thrive, not just get by. Trusting God is what I live by. Look at the road, it's God's time, it's God's time.
It's God's time.
Long as there's breath in my lungs and blood in my veins, you can know it's God's time.
It's God's time. It's God's time.
You know that's why I'm so bold. I'm courageous. They ask me where I get my strength, how I'm so brave. It's cause I'm so bold. I'm courageous. I get my strength from my God. That's why my faith is all up in these pages.
I read my Bible.
Yes, it's on it daily.
I read my Bible.
Anytime I feel weak,
I read my Bible.
Hold up, you ready? This one right here is prophetic. Focus on God and get better. Put your head in the work, keep your head up. When you fall on your knees but you get up, you know God got you, don't give up. No, God got you, don't give up.
You a real go-getter. Go get it for God. Go get it for God. You so beautiful, God. So beautiful, God. Died to my son, he gave me new life. Gave me the sun when I'm in the midnight. And the moonlight, and the do right. I've been trying to get the mood right. Fool for thought, we in a full fight. I've been walking in a new light. I've been trying to get the mood right. Fool for thought, we in a full fight. I've been walking in a new light. I'm so bold, I'm courageous. They ask me where I get my strength, how I'm so brave. It's cause I'm so bold, I'm courageous. I get my strength from my God. That's why my faith is all up in these pages.
I read my Bible.
Yes, it's on it daily.
I read my Bible.
Anytime I feel weak,
I read my Bible.
Every time I need strength,
I read my Bible.
Hello and welcome. Hello. Welcome to Rita Mom's Life. We hope you've had yourself a great and a beautiful week.
Yeah.
We've been discussing different parenting styles. I've been learning a lot and I've been adjusting as well, because we've been having great discussions and I know you've been blessed too if you've been listening to those shows. If not, you can still go back and catch those.
Yeah, listen, I've been blessed as well. You know, you kind of pick up what you're doing wrong and you like go kudos to you when you're doing stuff right. Yeah. But it's really been an awesome journey. This week we look at the permissive parenting style. So permissive parenting is a type of parenting style characterized by low demands with high responsiveness. Permissive parents tend to be very loving, yet provide few guidelines and rules. So they're like, oh, my child, you're doing, like, you don't have to do anything. You can run across the road. Okay, maybe not that bad. But they don't really give the guidelines and the rules. It's like, you know, kind of like a little bit blasé. These parents do not expect mature behavior from their children and often seem more like a friend than a parental figure.
These parents tend to be polar opposites of so-called helicopter parents. Instead of hovering over your children every move, permissive parents are incredibly lax, rarely make or enforce any type of rules or structure. Mm-hmm. Their motto is often simple, that kids will be kids. While they're usually warm and loving, they make a little or no attempt to control or discipline their children. Because there are few rules and expectation demands, children raised by permissive parents tend to struggle with self-regulation and self-control.
Okay, so this parenting style may not be the best one either, right? So, you know, you got the other ones that were like really hard, harsh. In fact, the second one, which I think was, I can't remember the second one now. But, you know, you put down the rules and you tell the reason why. First one we did was like, no, you put down the rules, you make sure you follow the rules. I don't have to tell you why at all.
Yeah.
But this one isn't exactly the best. So the last time I was like, yeah, the next one's going to be good. No, this one's not good either. Okay.
Hey.
Permissive parenting is sometimes known as indulgent parenting. Okay. Parents who exhibit this style make relatively few demands on their children because their parents have low expectations for self-control and maturity. Discipline is a rarity. So it's not often that you find a permissive parent that'll actually discipline their child, which is not a good thing. According to Baumrind, permissive parents are more responsive than they are demanding. So they just like respond to the child. So the child may demand, but the parent just responds to the demand. They are non-traditional and lenient, do not require mature behavior, and allow considerable self-regulation and avoid confrontation. So the child can do whatever they want, and the parent will be like, "Oh, you're not gonna confront my child about that." You know, they'll learn by themselves. You know, you just let them run across the road. If the car hits them, they'll understand next time.
What?
The only problem is, if the car hits them, they die. Then they won't have any understanding, and you'll be crying.
Exactly.
And that's like a really extreme thing, but it happens in a emotional, spiritual, from that perspective as well in life, not just the physical.
Yeah, you know how I said, like I would see a little bit of myself in the different parenting styles. Like so far on this one, I'm like, who parents like this?
It's true.
Now I'm becoming the judge, but it's crazy how we're all different. But I was just saying, I can't relate to some of the things. I mean, how do you just let your kids be kids?
Yeah,
it's like that's when you don't let your kids be kids.
yeah, it's true.
So what are the characteristics of a permissive permissive parenting style? Parents are usually very nurturing and loving towards their kids. That's very good, right? They ask their children opinions on major decisions. Emphasize their children's freedom rather than responsibility.
Sure.
Have a few rules or standards of behavior. Any rules that they do have are inconsistent. May use bribery such as toys, gifts, and food as means to get their child to behave. Often, they seem more likely to be a friend rather than a parent. Provide little in the way of schedule or structure. Rarely enforce any type of consequences. I cannot relate.
Look, I can relate. That sounds so terrible. Perhaps not on this level, but I have had where like I am saying to my kids, listen, eat that food and you'll get a donut. I don't know if that's a permissive style of parenting, but I have done that before. So yes, children raised by permissive parents tend to lack self-discipline. So they don't know. I know of many children, but specifically one that's, you know, that I've seen recently, where they don't have self-discipline. They don't know how to share. The parent is just like, oh, don't do that.
He's a child. Let the child be a child.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Right. You know, or it's quite scary because sometimes you'll get into the environments, and if you are this type of parent, there's no condemnation, but there's room to change. But the parents literally allows their child to smoke at a young age. As long as you do it in front of me, it's okay. My mind blows when I'm like, what? It's okay if you drink as long as it's in front of me. Like, that's not the way to go. There should be some kind of boundary. If you are a smoker, you know, obviously, yeah, this is going to sound so bad. But if you are a smoker, you know, make sure that your kid knows, listen, don't smoke. This is an addiction. It's bad. It's bad for you. And it really is. Not, listen, yeah, have a cigarette. No, it's okay. As long as you do it with me and nothing else, it's fine. That's not the way to go. Right? possess poor social skills. So they don't know how to socialize. I know of a little child that didn't want the other kids to play with his toys. And I know that that's a kid thing, right? Kids often do that. They don't want you to play with their toy, but it's the parent's responsibility to go, no, share. And I once read something that said, you know, if your child doesn't want to share, don't make him share, because of certain reasons. And I was like, oh, it confused me a little bit because I'm like, that's not what the Bible teaches. It sounded right. It sounded right in a worldly kind of way. But then I thought about it later and I was like, no, wait, but that's not right.
Yeah.
I do want to teach my kids to share. And if they don't want to share, I'll take the toy away. You know, it doesn't matter what other parents do. It matters what I do. They may feel insecure due to lack of boundaries and guidance, etc. Display low achievement in many areas because their parents have little to no expectation of them. These kids have nothing to strive toward. Studies have linked permissive parenting to low academic achievement. So in other words, if your child is struggling in school or, you know, isn't doing as well as what they should, probably we need to look at the parenting style. It's pretty much with everything as well, you know. Making poor decisions. So if the child doesn't make the right decisions, maybe more prone to delinquency and substance use. So in other words, more prone to, you know, get caught in substance abuse, get caught in drugs, get caught in alcohol, the wrong crowds, show more aggression and less emotional understanding. So instead of being emotional and going, okay, this is my emotion and this is how to deal with it, they get aggressive, which is not good for a child. If your child is aggressive, there's definitely a problem. Unable to manage their time or habits. That's really, really important because you as a parent, if you're not giving them the guidelines and the boundaries, then they're just going to be like, do whatever, whenever, however, I don't need any time management. And that's not good from a school perspective even. You know, the teachers will actually go crazy because your child is not adhering to or managing their time correctly. Also in terms of the habits, so this is really interesting. These children never learn to limit their screen time and eating habits, right? Screen time and eating habits, which can lead to unhealthy habits and obesity.
Sure.
Obesity in a child, in anyone, is not good, but in a child specifically, it's not good.
All right, and some strategies, you might consider. Develop a list of basic rules. In order for your kids to know how they're supposed to behave, they need to clearly understand what your expectations are. Very good. Follow through. This can be the greatest struggle for parents who tend to be permissive, but it's important. Try to be firm and consistent, but still loving. Help your kids understand why such rules are important by providing adequate feedback and expectation, but still make sure that there are consequences in place.
Yeah.
Make sure your kids understand the penalty of breaking the rules. Guidelines are useless unless there is some sort of consequence for failing to follow them. Timeouts or losing privileges are logical consequences for breaking house rules, right? Which I love that.
Yeah.
And the last one is reward good behavior. Try to catch your child or your children being good and allow special privileges when they display these actions. These are so good.
That's good. Awesome. Yeah. There's often like Joshua will, or Caleb will actually say to me, you know, mommy, look, I did this. And it may not be like a big deal to you, but it's a big deal to them. Yeah. So I've actually become conscious of the fact that, oh, wow. Oh, that's awesome. That's so good of you. Yeah. Thank you. Make sure that you're doing that. We're going to end off today with Hebrews 12, verse 11. And it says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
Sure.
This is so important. I mean, we can take this as adults, but, you know, looking at our children, discipline is not pleasant.
Yeah.
It's not only for the child, parents, we know, moms, we know, it's probably unpleasant for you too. Because you don't want to see your child suffer. You don't want to see your child have to learn and go through things. You don't, you want everything to be perfect. It doesn't work that way.
Very true.
You have to discipline your child. Your child needs to know what is right from wrong. If they don't know that, their life will be painful because they'll want things. They'll be throwing tantrums as 30-year-old adults. And you can't help them at 30. You can't try and train a brain at 30. It's possible, but, you know, for it takes a much more longer time than you can train a child. So no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. It will be painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest.
Very good.
You know, it doesn't matter what you're trying to teach your child. Rules, how to handle their emotions, how to speak nicely to people. When we're teaching them that in that hard stage, it pays off because now when they're at the age where they are adults, they can relate to people. They can talk to people. They can love people. They can do what God has taught us to do. Love people, have mercy, be gracious, put others before yourself. All of that gets tied down to what you do right now with your toddler. And it is even in the physical silly things, like you will eat your vegetables, or like you will have a set time, or like you won't be doing this and that. It doesn't matter what it is. You may think it's silly now. It's not silly because it's teaching your child a spiritual and an emotion, from a spiritual and emotional perspective. It's teaching your child how to handle those things in any situation. So I really, really love that verse. We hope that this has helped you. We hope that, you know, as you've been listening to these kind of parental types, you would be able to identify what you're good at and what you're not good at, and be able to improve what you're not good at, but also to pat yourself on the back and go, I actually do that right. That's good. That's awesome. But also just fixing the stuff that we're doing wrong. And all of us parents are doing something wrong somewhere along the line. None of us are perfect.
Very true. Very true.
So yes, it's A Mom's Life here with me and Tundle, where we live, laugh and love on Active FM. Please check us out on Facebook. We hope that you have a fantastic week ahead.
Yes. God bless you.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Tell the boys and girls we're here to mash up the place. I'm one of the youngest in age, so make sure you're watching this.
Time and time again, I know that I saw my sins. You don't see my sin no more.
Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
Radio has never been better.